Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible today, Revelation chapter 13, verse 1. The dragon stood on the shore of the sea, and I saw a beast coming out of the sea. It had 10 horns and 7 heads with 10 crowns on each horn, and on each head a blasphemous name. Revelation 13 describes the Antichrist, the person who will rise up to oppose Jesus and his followers in the last day. While we don't know who this person will be or when he'll appear on the world scene, John describes three characteristics of this great enemy. First, the Antichrist will be a powerful political leader. In Scripture, the sea often represents the Gentile nations. Many believe the Antichrist will be a leader of a European country who will form a confederacy of 10 nations and bring a time of peace to the Middle East. John describes the beast as a leopard who was a symbol of a powerful Greek empire under Alexander the Great. So he's going to be a powerful leader. Secondly, the Antichrist will be a Christ-like figure. The Antichrist will imitate the death and resurrection of Jesus. John writes that it seemed to have a fatal wound, but the fatal wound had been healed. And then the third thing is the Antichrist will accept and expect worship. The Antichrist will utter proud words and blasphemies that denigrate and defame the living God. And while the Antichrist tries to tear God down, he will build himself up. People will bow before the Antichrist and they will worship. Through history, many have thought a particular leader was the Antichrist, and one day, the Antichrist will arrive on the scene. But all those who know Christ don't have to worry. We don't have to be anxious over the events of the last days. Regardless of how and when history winds down, we belong to Jesus. And this we know for sure. Jesus wins. Father, may we place the future in your hands. We know that when you are with us, nothing can stand against us. We live in confidence, knowing that we belong to you forever. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.